نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system of this world in such a manner that any thing which begins, it has to come to an end. Whether it's a person's life or whether it's any other item, it is a declaration of the Quran that kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everything will have to come to an end except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find multiple examples of this, which reminds us of this reality. The day begins, and in the morning the sun rises. And after the sun rises, in the middle of the day we see that the sun, it reaches its peak. It reaches its peak. And after reaching its peak, we see that the sun, it begins to decline. And the sun, it continues to decline until at the time of Asr Salah, we see that the sun now becomes pale. That very sun, which was extremely hot in the afternoon, is unable to give out the same heat in the late evening. And at Maghrib time, we see that the sun sets and it vanishes from our eyes, from our vision. We are unable to see it anymore. So this is a daily reminder. The sun is reminding us on a daily basis that your life will also one day come to an end, just as I have come to an end. We have the week which begins on Monday. And every Sunday this week is telling us, is informing us, that on Monday I began and on Sunday I have now come to an end. Your life also began and your life will also one day come to an end. Every month also gives us this reminder. Whether it's the Islamic month or whether it's the Gregorian calendar. The month of June began, the month of June came to an end. The month of Dhul-Hijjah began, the month of Dhul-Hijjah came to an end. This month is also informing us, every month, the same reminder, that I began and I came to an end in the same way. Your life also began, but your life will also one day come to an end. And likewise, during the day, we have every hour. The hour begins, the hour ends. Every minute, the minute begins and the minute ends. And every second begins and the second ends. So in the same way, the year also gives us this reminder. The year 1445, from an Islamic point of view, has come to an end. And the year 1446 has begun. So just as we know that we are in the year 2024, we should also be aware as Muslims as to what Islamic year we are in. So we are in the year 1446. And just as we know that today is the 12th of July, then in the same way as Muslims, we should know that today, the Islamic date, is the 6th of Muharram. The 6th of Muharram. And this month of Muharram, this is the very first month of the Islamic calendar. So the Islamic calendar ends in the month of Dhul-Hijjah and begins from the month of Muharram. So we are in the first month of Muharram. So even when the year ends and the year begins, this is again a reminder for us that just as this year it began and now has come to an end, in the same way my life also began and my life will also come to an end. And when this is the reality, then whenever a year ends, whether it's the solar year, which ends on the last day of December, and the 1st of January, the new year begins. Whether it's the Islamic year, on the 1st of Muharram, or whether it's our own year, our birthday, on all three occasions, these are not occasions of celebration, which has become the tradition and the custom of the people. That whenever a year ends and a new year begins, they use this occasion as a moment to celebrate. This is why we see throughout the world New Year's parties. We see throughout the world birthday parties. We also see many people celebrating wedding anniversaries. So the question is that what are you exactly celebrating? As a believer, when the year ends, this is a moment to reflect, to carry out self-reckoning. That in this one year of mine, what have I achieved as far as my akhirah and my hereafter is concerned? And the majority will feel that as far as my hereafter is concerned, I am in a loss. The amount of good that I was supposed to do, I have not done. And the amount of sins that I was supposed to refrain from, I have not refrained from those sins. Which means that this is not a moment of happiness. This is a moment of reflection, and this is a moment to repent and make good intentions with regards to the future year. The Arabic poet says that يَسُرُّ الْمَرْءَ مَا ذَهَبَ اللَّيَالِ وَلَكِنْ ذَهَابُهُنَّ لَهُ ذَهَابًا. The passing of the nights, the passing of the days, the passing of the weeks, this makes a person happy. He begins to rejoice and celebrate. He celebrates that this is my 30th birthday. He celebrates that I've been in this job for 40 years now. He celebrates that this is my 20th wedding anniversary. He celebrates that the year 2024 has begun. Islamically, the year 1446 has begun. So people celebrate the passing of time. وَلَكِنْ ذَهَابُهُنَّ لَهُ ذَهَابًا. What they don't ponder over and reflect upon is that the passing of this time is in reality the passing of this individual's life from this world. When another year has finished, this is one more year which has finished from your life. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٌ O the son of Adam, you are just made up of a few days. Your life is made up of a few days. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ مِنْكَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ When one day comes to an end, this is one part of your life which has come to an end. If Allah Ta'ala sent you in this world for 1,000 days, one day is gone now. Now you have 999 days remaining. And this time which we have in our lives, in this world, this is also a commodity. Every second is a commodity. And these seconds are even more valuable than the pounds and the dollars. So if Allah Ta'ala gives a person 1,000 pounds, and from those 1,000 pounds, if you were to spend 100 pounds, now you only have 900 pounds remaining. No sensible person will begin to celebrate that I've spent 100 and I only have 900 remaining. Rather, he'd feel grief, he'd feel at a loss that I had 1,000, now I only have 900. But more valuable than these pounds are these seconds of our lives. So whenever a day finishes, should we be celebrating? Should we be happy? Or should we feel sad that another day from my life has gone? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to say that, كَيْفَ نَفْرَ How can we rejoice? How can we celebrate and how can we rejoice? Whether it's your birthday, whether it's the new year, whether it's an anniversary. How can we rejoice? وَالْمَوْتُ مِنْ وَرَائِنَا When death is right behind us. This death is right behind us. And it's getting closer and closer and closer to us. وَالْقُبُورُ أَمَامَنَا The graves are right in front of us. And we are getting closer and closer to our grave. We are getting closer. Nobody is getting further from his grave. Every second which ticks, we are getting closer and closer to our final destination. Ya sahibi la taghtarir bi tana'umin fal umru yanfadhu wan na'imu yazulu idha hamalta 'ala al quburi janazatan fa'lam bi annaka ba'daha mahmulu. The Arabic poet says that, O my friend, do not be deceived by the glitters and the glamour of the world. Do not be deceived. Do not think that these mansions are going to remain forever and you are going to live in these mansions forever. Do not think that this bank balance which you have accumulated is going to remain with you forever. The pleasures in which you or spending your time, enjoying your life, don't think it's going to remain forever. Don't be deceived. This is all a deception. It's all a deception. Ya sakin al qasr al mu'alla. Oh, the one who has spent his entire life in making an empire, in making a mansion. You live in a very high mansion. سَتُدْفَنُ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ فِي التُّرَابِ Very soon you are going to be buried inside the soil. That's the reality. It doesn't matter what rank you enjoy, what status you have, how much money you have, what sort of a house you have, what area you live in, what locality you live in. How influential you may be. Whether you're an MP, whether you're a prime minister, whether you're a king. سَتُدْفَنُ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ فِي التُّرَابِ Very soon you are going to be buried inside the soil. And we've seen it with our own eyes. Whether he was rich or whether he was poor, whether he was influential, whether he was someone who lived a life of disgrace, whether he was healthy or whether he was sick, whether he was educated or whether he was ignorant, whether he was male or female, A time comes when each and every person has to meet death and they are buried inside the soil. So if it's happened to everybody before us, are we going to remain in this deception that it's not going to happen to us? Our time is coming very soon also. So لا تغترر بتنعم, do not remain in this deception. فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدُ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ, your life is also going to come to an end, and everything that you are spending your time in accumulating, this is also going to come to an end. Your house, your car, your money, everything is going to finish. لَهُ مَلَكُ يُنَادِي كُلَّ يَوْمٍ لِدُولِ الْمَوْتِ وَابْنُ لِلْخَرَابِ, there is an angel who makes this announcement on a daily basis, that when you give birth to children, give birth with this in mind, that one day even I am going to leave this world, and one day this child is also going to leave this world. And when you build a house, when you build a building, when you start a business, then at that time tell yourself that this house, this mansion, this business is also one day going to come to an end. So this is how a believer should think when the year comes to an end. The year 1445 has ended. The year 1446 has begun. We should make intentions that this new Islamic year now, we are going to spend in trying to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make our bank balance grow in the akhirah, in the hereafter. Because it's these good deeds which will remain forever. That's one thing that will never come to an end. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. One commentary is, that all those good deeds which a person did only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, they will remain forever. They will never perish. They will never come to an end. You will carry on seeing the benefits of these good deeds in the hereafter in paradise. So one point to keep in mind whenever the Islamic year ends and the new Islamic year begins is that we need to remind ourselves that our life is also going to end. So what preparations have we made? And likewise, during this first month of the Islamic calendar, month of Muharram, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that after the fasts of the month of Ramadan, the most beloved fasts to Allah Ta'ala are the fasts of the month of Muharram. So in this month, we should try to fast as many as we can, as many days as we can. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that for one fast in this month, a person will be rewarded as if he has fasted for 30 days. So if a person keeps just one fast in Muharram, he will be rewarded for fasting for 30 days. So number one, we should try and keep as many fasts as we can during the month of Muharram. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, when he reached Madinatul Munawwara, he saw that the Jews were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba who used to live in Medina that why do the Jews fast on the 10th of Muharram? So they replied, it's because Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, who was the prophet of the Banu Israel, he was granted freedom from Fir'aun on the 10th of Muharram. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that we are more closer to Musa alayhi salam than they are. So we should also fast on the 10th of Muharram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast on the 10th of Muharram. But because the Jews used to fast on the 10th of Muharram, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba that from next year we will also fast either on the 9th or the 11th. So from here we learn that even when it came to ibadah and worship, Islam did not want to imitate other faiths and other religions. Because every religion has their own identity. This does not mean that we are looking down upon other faiths and other religions. As some people try and label this accusation that, look, they don't want to integrate. So it's not about integrating, it's about having an identity. The police, they have their own identity. The fire service, they have their own identity. Doctors, they have their own identity. So a doctor will not have the same uniform as a police. And the police will not have the same uniform as the firemen. So over there, nobody will say that you're not integrating with one another. So Islam and the Muslims also have their own identity. So when we do something, we do it because we need to uphold our own identity. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we fast on the 10th of Muharram, but we also fast either one day before or one day after, so that we are not imitating another religion. So this 10th of Muharram is called Day of Ashura. And if a person fasts on the 10th of Muharram, then all his sins for one entire year are going to be forgiven. The 10th of Muharram will be this Tuesday. So number one, we should fast as many days as we can in Muharram. And number two, the minimum we should do is fast on Tuesday, the 10th of Muharram. And with Tuesday, either one day before, so either Monday or one day after on Wednesday. So either Monday, Tuesday or Tuesday, Wednesday, we should fast. And finally, on the 10th of Muharram, which is Tuesday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, man wassa'a ala iyalihi, that person who generously spends upon his family on the 10th of Muharram, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him barakah and blessings in his sustenance for the entire year. And Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullahu ta'ala says, jarrabnahu mundhu khamsina sana, that I have experienced this action for the past 50 years. That for the past 50 years, I have spent generously on my family on the 10th of Muharram. And Allah Ta'ala granted me blessings in my sustenance for the entire year. So on Tuesday, you should spend upon your family. Either by cash, you give some money and gifts, or a gift in any other form, or a meal is prepared and you feed them in a way that you would not normally feed them. So your children, your wives, you spend on your family on the 10th of Muharram more than you would normally spend. So number one, in the month of Muharram, you fast as many days as possible. For each fast, you will get the reward of fasting for 30 days. Number two, you fast on the 10th of Muharram, this Tuesday, your sins for 1 year will be forgiven. And to refrain from imitating others, you also fast one day before or one day after. And number three, on the 10th of Muharram, you spend upon your family more than you would normally do so. Allah Ta'ala will grant you barakah in your sustenance for the remainder of the year. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability to keep these points in mind. Besides of this, there is no such thing as mourning in this month. Some people, they mourn the shahada and the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. So in Islam, mourning is only for 3 days. After a person passes away, you mourn for 3 days and you move on. Because if we, those who say that Hussein radiallahu anhu, they try to emotionally blackmail you by saying that he was a grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a companion. How can you not feel the sadness? How can you not feel that he was martyred? Well, a simple argument to this, that if we're going to mourn one companion, if we look at all those sahaba and all those pious people in the past that were martyred, there will not be a single day in the Islamic calendar in which somebody was not martyred. So we will have to mourn every single day of our life. So this is why there is no such thing as mourning those individuals who passed away many, many years ago. So there is no such thing as mourning the shahada and the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu or any other companion. Yes, we can study their lives, take out the good lessons that we learn from their lives, but this does not mean that we mourn those individuals who passed away many years ago. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala, He grants us all the ability to realize and understand the correct way of practicing upon our deen and our religion. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Please stand up in your places and make the rows from now. For those brothers who come in late, they will easily be able to find a space in the masjid. Stand close together. Ensure there are no gaps in between.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Last week, the brothers donated approximately £300 towards the running cost of the masjid. The brothers are requested to continue donating generously on their way out. Likewise, there was a collection from Masjid Fatima Zahra last week also. So the brothers helped out and donated £1,000. So they are grateful for this donation. And likewise, tomorrow, inshallah, after Asr Salah, our weekly Darse Quran will take place. So all brothers are requested to try and participate.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء أثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني، ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله، ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذ. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما يصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows, stand close together. Fill in all the empty spaces.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة، والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله